17 times. Are you getting tired of getting player of the week?
A heck of an honor. You know, it's awesome. There's a lot of really, really good players out there, and guys do good things every week. So to have that honor again, I guess for the 17th time, it's awesome. It's a heck of an honor.
We were talking a month, 6 weeks ago, timing, getting you and Rigo and Rhodes together. Looks like it's there or close.
Yeah, no, it's always a work in progress. I think you never stop working, you never stop tweaking, you never stop trying to be perfect in everything that you do. Obviously, none of us are, and things get away from us every once in a while and stuff. But these two guys, I can't say enough good stuff about them. You know, young guys that practice their butts off, and they're wise beyond their years for sure. You know, Rigo, I've been really, really impressed with how well he's been punting and kicking off, and he just seems like a very calm old soul, I guess, you know, so nothing phases him, and Luke's doing a fantastic job too. You know, we all knew that he's a guy that's big and strong and can run down the field and make tackles and stuff, but for a guy that hadn't really done much snapping before this offseason, he's done a very nice job, and he's a weapon for us for sure. The ability to block and tackle and all that stuff adds a lot more value to that position as well.
Game-winning field goals. I know you'd like to have them a little bit closer than 51, but the smile on your face, you still enjoy those.
Oh, for sure. You know, anytime that you can go out there and help your team win a game, it's an awesome experience, an awesome feeling. And as one of those games that, you know, we're winning, we're doing well, and then all of a sudden they come roaring back and it makes it a game again. So you never know how they're going to end up. You hope that you can help the team gain momentum early and put points on at the end that make a difference, and thank goodness it did.